And welcome back to the second half. Port down 14 to 6 in favor of Farmingdale. Farmingdale is going to get the ball here, but not a bad first half here by Port. They show that they were able to stay with Farmingdale. That only matters if they can keep that up in this second half. So, Mac, what do you like so far?
So far, I really like the pass game from Port Washington as they've been able to get the ball in the air, make some completions here. Their touchdown actually resulted in the pass as well. Catch by Jimmy Gannon. So I really like that so far, Zach. What about you?
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, I think I like the passing game. They haven't shied away from the run a bit, but I think if they both work together, then should be a good second half here by Port.
Farmingdale will be the receiving team here to start the second half, as that's what they asked for when they won the coin flip. Kick is up, and it's going to be a squib actually from Ryan Baxter as number 27 comes up with it. Stopped at the 47, it looks like. So maybe a miscue there from Baxter.
And that's the reason why I don't love the squib kick. It's because it gives them a chance. They are so close to the 50-yard line here. It puts them automatically in good field position.
They've also been running the ball really well, so putting them at the 50 basically doesn't help. So Taylor's having on the 48 here to start the second half.
Sun finally coming out here in Port Washington. We haven't seen the sun in days, and it is nice to see the sun over the pit here in Port Washington.
Snaps up, and it's going to be a handoff to number 6, who's taken down for only about, he only gets 3 yards there, and at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that was an end around there to the running back, so he was lined up in the slot position. They gave it to him right at his chest, and he was taken down by Nick Parnell. Once again, the number one run stopper here for Port.
Yeah, well, that's a good look after that running back for Farmingdale has been able to get 2 touchdowns to end this first half in the second quarter a moment ago. So only holding him to about 3 yards there really helps, as there's 3 receivers on the right side, no one on the left for Farmingdale. It's a handoff, and it's a blitz, and it's tackled down.
That's Ryan Shanahan and Leo Holt in the backfield there. Shanahan just got right by him and was able to corral him for a loss of about 3 yards to set up 3rd and 11 here. Big stop for Port Washington coming right out of the half.
Yeah.
This would be huge for this Port Washington defense.
Very slow play for Farmingdale there, as maybe they were trying to get an RPO going, but they just couldn't work it out. So that's a loss of 4 for Farmingdale, as it's now 3rd and 11 for them. So Port already
Port's starting the second half. Port's going to bring in an edge rusher here, take out the defensive tackle.
Don Placa comes out for Ryan Aubend, who's one of the best edge rushers on this Port team.
Port's going to take a timeout here. Didn't like what he saw.
Yeah, well, Port already starting the second half, playing much better defense on the run game as they did in the first half. Might be figuring out that run from Farmingdale. And a stop here will be huge for them, because as we were talking about, Port had the ball with about a minute to go last quarter. And we said they might go for a deep shot because if Farmingdale takes the ball up. But if Port gets a stop here, that's going to be huge for them.
Yeah, and a quick correction on my part there. That was Dom Plack alongside Ryan Shanahan on that tackle for a loss, as Max said.
Dom Plack is now off the field, number 74, as number 55, Ryan Aubend, takes his spot. Aubend's a little bit of a faster guy and more of a rusher than Plack is. So Port having a game plan coming into this one. 3rd and 11 coming up for Farmingdale.
Another huge play for this Port defense, as I've mentioned a lot before.
3 men on the left side for Farmingdale, as number 6 is lined up with the quarterback for Farmingdale. Snaps up, it's going to be a pass play, and it's a blitz for Port. Gets out the pocket, throws up, And Naboy can't come up with it as number two makes a huge catch there. As Farmingdale just moves up the field big time there.
Yeah, the quarterback was able to extend that play and throw the ball down the field. Hayden Naboy had a chance at that, but it was taken right out of his hands.
Yeah, Naboy might have just had better shot of just batting that one down.
Naboy looks like he's limping after the play. He's going to stay on the field, however.
So huge passing play as Port blitzed on that one. Couldn't get the quarterback down as he stayed in the pocket for a little bit too long there. Snaps up, and it's going to be a run to number one this time, who splits the hole just a little bit on the left side. Stays on his feet and gets a couple more as it looked like he was down for sure, but just the strength from number one kept him on his feet close for the first down.
Yeah, Iorio just missed a tackle there, almost grabbed him by the foot, but wasn't able to take him down, and it was Nick Parentel once again on that run.
Number one running back stays on the field with number six, so both halfbacks are on the field for this play.
Number one's going to line up in a fullback position with a receiver to the left and a receiver to the right.
Second and four, as it's going to be a blitz, and number six is going to take it on the left side. He breaks one tackle. He goes
There's
back trying to juke
out. Flag on the play.
Flag on the field, but Port had trouble taking him down. And if this flag is on Port,
it's
going to
be on Farmingdale. As Farmingdale's walking backwards, probably a holding call. We've seen so much of that today.
That would be huge for Port if
yeah,
it is.
They are walking backwards.
So they do call holding on the offense. Farmingdale there.
And that's a big break there by Port Washington. As it's going to set up second and 15 here for the Farmingdale offense.
So cheerleaders getting into this game as they're trying to rile the crowd up here. Second and 15 coming up for this poor offense. So huge break for them after the running back number six found a hole and got the first down to make it first and goal. But instead, Farmingdale was moved back 10 yards. Snaps up. The quarterback flips it to number three as it looks like it's going to be a run. And he takes it to the 20 for about 10.
Yeah, good play call there by Farmingdale as the quarterback ran right, looking like he was going to run and take it himself. But instead, number three, the big wide receiver, came around behind him. He shovel passed it back to him. And number three took the edge but wasn't able to get near a first down as it is, looks like third and five here, which is definitely manageable for this Farmingdale offense. They can run two plays, and I am sure it will end in a first down.
Yeah.
As they do have number six in, with number one playing the fullback position, two receivers right and one to the left.
Snaps up, and it is a run to number six, who breaks one tackle, going to the left side, and is going to go in for his third touchdown of the game. That gives him a hat trick on the touchdown side, as this Farmingdale running back has just been exploiting this poor offense.
Yeah, he ran defense around to that outside that he's shown to love so much. He got that, 60-yard touchdown, maybe more, on going by going on the outside as number three gave him a great block there on Ciliano as he wasn't able to get to him.
Yeah, well, this drive for Port started
number
out.
Number nine, the
good
holder for Farmingdale. Snap is good, and the kick once again is good. Their kicker has three times kicked it in the same spot as it's 21-6 in favor of Farmingdale.
Yeah, back to that drive for Farmingdale. Port at first was able to hold them to a third and 11, but big pass from the quarterback to one of the receivers where Naboy couldn't come up with the ball, really gave them the shot they had and resulted in the touchdown.
And so for the third time here after a touchdown by Farmingdale, they're going to send Gannon inside the 10-yard line at the 7 where he likes to set up along with Siciliano at around the 23 and Andrew Sarkazy at the 30 and Christian Sarkazy at the 18. Number two The kicker for Farmingdale doesn't have as big of a leg as Shanahan or even Baxter. So let's see what he'll do here. He's going to boot that, and that is a bomb. Inside the 10-yard line, as it's going to be into the end zone for a touchback. And right after I say that he doesn't have that leg, he proves that he does as he kicks it into the end zone. And Iorio and the Vikings offense will start at, where do they start in high school? Is it the 20, I believe, right?
Pretty sure they start at the 30.
Oh, the 30.
But you might be right.
It
on
is going to be the 20,
yeah,
the 20-yard line. In the NFL, it's 25, and I believe in college it's the 20 as well.
So Port's going to have it on their own 20 here, and quarterback Iorio is looking to lead them on the field. Port started this game off scoring first, but ever since, Farmingdale just made it poor on them, as there's four receivers out for Port.
Gannon should run a quick out. There's nobody. Number nine is giving them at least 10
yeah,
yards room.
The left side for Iorio looks pretty good.
Gannon's going to motion, however.
Snaps up, and Iorio is going to take it himself on that left side. Gets to the 30, 35, 40, out of bounds. Gets the first down and more. 42. He gets all the way to the 42 there. As Zach, you really picked that one out.
Yeah, great play call there by the Port offensive coordinator. They motioned Gannon to that right side, so there was three receivers on the right side, with only one being Siciliano. Here on the left side, he ran up the field. Number four thought that he was going, and Iorio ran left on the outside.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a zone here for Farmingdale, as Iorio is going to go
same
run
play.
It. Left side again, gets all the way to the 50, gets out at the 51.
Good run once again by Iorio. It looked like pretty much the same play there. They, with running Iorio on the outside, is good first down run to set up second and short, second and one. So far, a couple good plays on
looks
this
like
drive by Iorio.
Looks like it might be a second and, yeah, second and one. As Gannon motions over to the right side, Iorio snaps the ball, run to Andrew Sarkisi, who gets a good amount of yards here and the first down. So Port really moving up the field here as they're looking to score.
Yeah, they're really setting up for the pass here as they are running the ball with force. As Sarkisi just ran that up the middle, he got a gain of about seven there. To set up first and 10 from the 42.
First and 10 coming up, as Port's really been able to march down this field with the run game. So a little bit of different story for Port in the second half, as they've been running it a lot more than they have in the first.
They got three receivers on the right side and Siciliano, the isolated man on the left. Iori's back to throw. He's going to throw it deep to Siciliano. And Siciliano's going to make the catch and go down to the 10 and in for that touchdown.
Huge catch from Siciliano there as he just mossed number four. Siciliano's second huge catch of the game to make the score 21-12 Farmingdale. But Port now gaining some momentum after that one.
Great throw there by Iorio and a great catch by Siciliano. As another huge chunk play gets Port closer in this game.
Looks like Port's
going
to go for two. And oh my goodness, that catch,
wow.
That play, that was just amazing. So Siciliano playing a big X factor in this game, as he was one of the Port's X factors last week. As they're looking to convert this two-point conversion to make this a one-score game. Snap, it's throw to Shanahan, who makes the catch, stays in bounds, and the two-point conversion is converted. And now this is only a one-possession game for Port, as they are only down by one score.
Great drive there by Port. They were able to set up that run well. And what did I say earlier? When you can set up the run, that leads to passing. They had a great play downfield for the touchdown to Siciliano, and then a fade to the back right corner of the end zone for Shanahan.
Yeah, huge play. Siciliano and Shanahan, the two big receivers in this game, getting big yards. Two men with the touchdown for Port this game have been receivers. Siciliano just now, Gannon to start scoring in this game.
And now let's see if they can carry this momentum here onto this defensive possession. Would be, once again, a huge stop if Port can stop him here.
I mean,
get the ball back.
Let's go back to that catch. I mean, what a grab. That ball was just thrown up there for Siciliano. Iorio knew he was going to be there. Siciliano sort of jumped on top of the cornerback there, making it look easy, as that was a very tough catch.
Looks like possibly some miscommunication here on the Port kick team, and now Baxter's going to give him the play call.
Baxter, sort of the captain of the special teams unit.
Let's see if Baxter, if they do the squib again or if they boot it deep. Baxter's getting up to kick, and he's going to launch this one. He's going to launch it down to about the 15-yard line, and it is dropped by number 10 on Farmingdale. He's going to pick it up. He's down running on the outside to get tackled at about the 31-yard line there by APAT.
Yeah, what a kick from Baxter there. Causes a muff. But number one is able to pick it back up and bring it to the about the 31, as this Port team is looking to gain so much momentum here. Zach, how do you feel about Port after that touchdown?
Yeah, I love it. Come out. Looks like Farmingdale may be a little nervous as they drop that kickoff there. Now what you really got to focus on is keeping the momentum on the defensive side of the ball. Stop here would be huge. As I mentioned before, Coach Clagasi in the huddle, telling the play to the defense.
Number six lined up with the quarterback in the backfield. We got two receivers on the same side for Farmingdale, number three and number 10 on your right side. Snaps up, and it is a run to number six, running on the right sideline. He's going to get to the 40 and get all the way to the 45 there. So first down and more, a gain of about 15 for him.
Yeah, once again, they're running game on the outside, but this time they decided to run on the right side. Mayu, he beat Mayu on that right side, but was finally taken down by Siciliano just before the 45-yard line.
Yeah, well, Port really has to find a way to stop this number six running back, as he's just torched this defense ever since the second quarter. He already has three touchdowns in this game. So impressive game for him nonetheless, as there's two receivers on each side. Number six, it's a run to number six, who holds on to number seven. He finds another hole going all the way. He's at the 30, 20, 10. Iorio trying to meet him, and he does. So he does prevent the
touchdown. There's a flag. I think it's going to be a hold on Farmingdale here.
If that is a hold, that is
it is
a
coming
huge
back, and that is not
going to
be a touchdown for Farmingdale. But once again, he's taking the outside, and he is beating people, which is not great to see here for this Port defense.
Well, actually, that wasn't going to be a touchdown, as
correct,
Iorio did take him down. So that play would actually get moved back.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be first and 20 here,
so
which is great for Port Washington.
Miscues from both teams. I mean,
oh,
Port.
Yeah.
Not being able to get on the outside there on number six. And number 77 with another hold. So bad mistake there for Farmingdale, as it's now going to be first and 20.
It looks like I don't know what they called, but it's first and six. Maybe it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul is my guess.
Maybe.
Is it's going to be first and six from the 49-yard line.
First and six is all, but it's much better than
where
they were.
It's a big break.
It's a big difference.
Big break.
So, Farmingdale looking to sort of find a way out of the hole they just dug themselves into. Quarterback's going to take it, step back in the pocket. He's shifting to the right side.
Flag
on the field. Number 44 makes the catch. But flag on the field.
I think this is going to go on Farmingdale once again.
Wow.
And I think that's going to be another hold on them. Gannon made the tackle, but this may be coming back. Let's see what the call is from the ref. And it looks like it's going to be on Farmingdale. They're about to call. Let's see if they called the hold as Farmingdale is walking backwards.
So,
and it is a hold on the offense. And they're moving back once again to set up first and probably 15.
Yeah, first and 15. I mean, this Farmingdale team has had so many opportunities to build the score much higher than it is.
Just finally, we're getting this Port crowd involved. They
Dom
take Plackett out Plackett.
Comes out, and Ryan Auben, the rusher, edge rusher, comes in. Plackett's been having a good game so far, pressuring this quarterback heavily. As we have three receivers on the left side for Farmingdale and number three by himself on the right. Number six motions out, and number 10's going to catch the pass. He's trying to finesse some space, and he's not able to as he's met at the line of scrimmage for a gain of about six.
Yeah, I believe that was Andrew Newworth on the tackle there. They are running that wide receiver screen with the three receivers over there. Not a bad play call on first down as they get 5 yards.
So second and 10 coming up for Farmingdale as they do move the ball up the field a little bit more.
If I'm Farmingdale, I'm running this ball here on the outside once again because they've shown that they can beat the Port Washington DBs.
Number six is on the field this time again for Farmingdale, so you might see a run here. He did motion out. As number one becomes a blocker, so it is going to be a run for Farmingdale as he's cutting up the right side. He gets past two tacklers. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 30, 25.
And he's finally going to be tackled there. But once again, Port missing tackles. His number six is going to take that one on the edge and get a huge chunk play. Farmingdale has showed that they don't need to pass the ball for these chunk plays. All they have to do is give it to number six on the edge.
Yeah, well, another big game for number six, as I think he's over 100 yards in this one.
Well over 100. He's got – that was probably like – he's down at the 25-yard line. They were started at like the 40.
Yeah, tough break for Port's defense there as really they've been scoring this game, but they have not been able to stop number six. Number six comes to the sideline, however, so number four replaces him in the backfield.
They're in a running formation again.
Got one receiver on the left, one receiver on the right. Ball is handed off to number four, who's going up the middle, breaks a tackle, jukes one guy, and gets taken down for about a gain of seven or eight.
Looks like it's going to be nine. It's going to be second and one here. For the Farmingdale offense, not what you want to see on the Port Washington defensive front.
Yeah, second and one, so a 9-yard gain there. So every running back on this Farmingdale team has been able to get good yardage. As number six is back on the field here for Farmingdale.
As you heard from a fan there that said they are most definitely running it, I completely agree. As they got two running backs in, one being number six, their leading rusher.
They are going to run it. Number six going up the middle, taken down, but it's going to be first and goal here at the looking like the 10-yard line on Port side.
Inside the 10. That's going to be around the 7-yard line. That was Hayden Nadboy that wrapped him up there. Good tackle, but once again, they cannot stop the Farmingdale rushing game.
Yeah, well, also with the rushing, you get touchdowns, but Farmingdale has also been able to waste a lot of this clock, so making it tough on Port Washington as they're going to have to get a pivotal stop here.
Definitely four down territory for a high school football game here. Good play there by Hayden Nadboy as it was a give to the running back, number six. And Nadboy tackled him for a loss of about 1.5 yards.
Yeah, well, good play from Nadboy there as the running back is actually stopped and loses yards there. So first on that on the game for the running back.
Yeah, definitely surprising there as they're going to change receivers as Port is going to bring in Auben for Placa. Want some more versatility on that defensive line.
Yeah, well, when Plack has been in the game, the run defense has been much stronger, so maybe they look for a passing play.
I don't think we're going to see a passing play here. Although they do have four receivers, two to the left, And two to the right with number six next to the quarterback.
Maybe just trying to create space. It will be a passing play, and he's going to throw it up the middle, incomplete.
Ryan Shanahan put pressure on the quarterback, and Anthony Iorio was in coverage on number two there, the intended receiver.
So third and 10 coming up. Third and goal, excuse me.
This is a huge, huge play for this Port defense. You do not want to let them score a touchdown here with clock ticking down here in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, third and goal here. They're going to need a touchdown. No more first downs for Farmingdale. So Port's just going to have to lock them up right here. As there's no one in the backfield, number six lines up to be a receiver.
Watch for a quarterback run here.
Now number six motions, and it's going to be a play action. The throw to number one's complete, and number one takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Farmingdale.
Yeah, an unfortunate play there for Port. Farmingdale just ran a screen play, tossed it over to number one, and he had one man to beat, and he did just that. So it's now a 27-14 game here, pending the extra point.
Well, this kicker for Farmingdale has been great so far.
Automatic.
In this one. As they're looking to make this, well, they already have made it a two-possession game, looking to make it a 28-14 game on this kick.
Oh,
and the kick is a high snap. Port looking to get him down, the kicker, and they do. So they prevent the PAT as they keep the score 27-14.
Yeah, just a high snap there. The holder, number nine, was not able to corral it, and Siciliano made the tackle on the holder. Let's see if Port can answer back in a quick fashion here on this up-and-coming drive.
Yep.
And looks like they're going to run the same formation that they always do on the kickoff with Gannon, Siciliano, and the Sarkazies. Rather and APAT are set up just inside the 40 at around the 37-yard line as here comes number two to kick it away for Farmingdale. Mac, what do you think Port needs to do to get a drive brewing here?
Well, Port just has to play catch-up. They've been doing that for a lot of this game. They've been doing pretty good so far, so just get another touchdown, get another score. Kick is up. Gannon's going to be receiving it. He makes the catch at the 20. He gets to the 25, all the way to the 30, so a solid game for Gannon as Port's going to start their possession at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was a clean play there. Gannon caught it nicely and was finally tackled at around the 30-yard line. So not terrible field possession here. Last drive, I think Port started where? 35 or 25?
Yeah, around the 35, as that kick was a little bit stronger that time from the kicker. Most of the kicks have been going to players like Siciliano. So the Port offense is back on the field in a 27-14 game. There's a minute and 27 seconds left in the third quarter
on the unofficial scoreboard time. They got three receivers all lined up in the slot on the left side with Shanahan up top on the right.
Iorio with the snap, handing it off to the running back. Looks like Andrew Sarkazy, who's taken down after his three-yard gain. So good defense there from Farmingdale as they just went on top of him.
Yeah, not a terrible run there. Looked like they got a little extra push after Sarkazy was stopped. Looked like he got stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but after that extra push, got him 3 yards, set up second and seven here for Port.
Port may be chewing the clock a little bit here as the third quarter's ticking down. 45 seconds left and counting for Port. And they're going to run it back to Andrew Sarkazy, who's just taken down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, looks like he's going to lose 2 yards there to set up third and long. I thought they were going to pass there on second and medium, but I guess they decided to try the run again, but to no success.
Time ticking down here as Port might just end the quarter here. Let's see what they call, though.
They're going to take out Rather to put in an extra receiver. They got Gannon Siciliano on the left side.
Shanahan and Apat.
But it looks like they're just going to take this to the fourth quarter. As they do. And that's the end of the third quarter. Farmingdale 27 and the Vikings 14. As the fourth quarter starts here, Port's got the ball at the 32-yard line. For third and long, Mac, what do you think they're going to run here on this huge play?
Third and long, I think they got to pass it at least. I mean, you're down by two possessions. You really got to score here. As your backs are against the wall, you don't want to go 0-4 to start the season because at that point, it's not great.
Yeah, as eight teams make the playoffs this year, and a loss here would not be great. Three receivers left, one to the right, with Andrew Sarkazy, Duayorio's right. As they're going to get Farmingdale to jump here. Offsides look like number 21 and number 4 both jumped. And that's going to set up third and 4 here for Port.
Yeah, well, bad defense there for Farmingdale. As it was a third and long, now it's a third and short.
Now, they can redeem themselves, however, on this play. Let's hope they don't.
Let's see if Port runs it here now.
I don't think they should.
As Zach says, he doesn't think they should.
I think they may give it, as they're going to motion Gannon to the right side to have three receivers. As Shanahan's going to drop that one, that would have been a first down, but the throw was just behind him, as that's going to set up fourth down.
But Port's really got to go for it here.
Looks like they're going to send the punt team out.
I don't really agree with that call there. I mean, you got to be aggressive here. You're down by two possessions. You haven't really been able to stop the run game for this Farmingdale team. Don't know why.
Let's see if they set up for a fake, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we see a fake, as Shanahan is a faster guy on this team. So
it's also hard to tackle, as he is 6'4". Farmingdale's got two guys back deep. That is their running back, number 6 and number 10.
Snap is up, and it looks like it will be a punt. Number 6 is the one who receives it on the left side. He sheds one guy off, trying to get 21, and he does step out of bounds. But out of anyone, I don't think that's the guy you want to be kicking it to.
Yeah, and I don't think that was a great call there. I thought they should have went for it there, because they got back to pretty much where Port started with the ball there. Port was maybe 2-3 yards behind there. But a good return by number 6, the Farmingdale running back, who has been their best player so far this game.
And really, if you think about it, I mean, the field position isn't that much different after that punt if they did go for it and got the turnover on downs. So I think just Port playing a little safe there might have been the wrong move. But let's see what Port could do on the defensive side right here.
The Farmingdale offense starting in with great field position in the Port 43-yard line.
Number 6 in the backfield. As it's going to be a fake. It's going to be a throw to number 3, who's wide open but drops the ball. And oh my goodness, that could have been a touchdown.
And that was a break for this poor Washington defense. A great throw by number 18. The Farmingdale quarterback hit number 3 in both hands as he beats Siciliano. But a very lucky break here for the poor Washington defense. That would have made this game 3-score.
And maybe I'm reachable at this point. So Port gets one stop on a lucky break there, making it 2nd and 10 for this Farmingdale offense. As number 6 is still lined up in the backfield with another halfback. Pretty sure that's number 1 lined up on the right. snaps up, and it's a run to number six, who cuts up some ground and gets a good amount there.
Yeah, Hayden Nadboy was blitzing from this left side, and he would have got there if it was a pass play, but they ran it to the right side, and a good game for Farmingdale to set up third and manageable here.
Yeah.
Third and six for their offense. They are in four down territory, as they're going to go in an empty backfield. Number six and number three on the left side with 10 and four on the right side. They got a fullback in the game. They're going to motion number six right. They give to number six. He's going to take it. He's going to run upfield. He's going to get the first down. Tackled by Nick Parinello. Let's see if they mark him just short or if they give him the first down. Looks like they're marking it short. I think they're going to set up fourth down here, and this would be a huge play for this Port Washington defense.
Yeah, huge play coming up for Port. This might be make or break right here, as it's fourth and inches for this Farmingdale offense, and Port's just really got to send out a full blitz right here, if I'm
looks like
calling it.
They're going to do a quarterback sneak here. He's going to line up right under center. He's going to give it on to the outside as number six. Number six spinning around to tackle, and he's going to be finally tackled down by Neuwirth at the 21-yard line, and a good play call there by Farmingdale to get another first down.
Yeah, well, number six just having a huge game today for this Farmingdale team.
We're going to have to check Newsday after today's game because, man, has he got some yards today.
Yeah, and the game's not even over yet, as there's still 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter for Port. We thank all the fans coming out today, as it is a packed house here at the pit.
Just outside the red zone is the Farmingdale offense. They've got two receivers left with number six of the quarterback's right. They're going to give to number six on the outside. He's going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like Hayden Nadboy and Dylan Platt on the tackle.
Yeah, well, good defense there from Port, as I feel like it's been a little bit inconsistent for them today, as sometimes they look really good on that run stop, but other times they just leaving holes open, just having mistakes.
Yeah, good play to stop their running back, as Max said.
Farmingdale looking in to the coach for the play call here, as number six is going to stay in the backfield here.
8:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter.
The snap.
They're going to go on two here.
Is up. It's a run to number six again, who's going up the middle this time. It gets taken down, so not that many yards
there.
Yeah,
2 yards there. Placa, great tackle. He's shown to be a force on this run-stopping defense.
So that's going to bring up a third and nine, third and ten opportunity for Farmingdale here. Third and eight.
Yeah, they're inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. So let's see what the Port defense calls. They going to send a blitz here? What do you think, Mac?
Yeah, well, I think they just send blitz. I mean, these receivers haven't really been having a great time catching it. If you put pressure on the quarterback, you never know. You might see someone, he might throw it up for the defense. It's going to be a throw. The throw is on the right side, caught from number 10, who's short of the first down. So that's going to bring up a fourth down.
I believe
Farmingdale is in field goal range, so let's see what Farmingdale decides to do here.
I believe that was Nick Parinello on the tackle there, number 10 on number 10, because I think Farmingdale's going to keep that offense out there. Let's see what they decide.
Yeah.
I would too.
I mean, I don't know. I think that could be a mistake. You have a chance of making this a
three-score game, yeah.
Game where maybe they don't have the trust in their kicker, but
It would be, so if they're at the 15, it's 17 yards back, which would be a 32-yard field goal, and I guess they're not going to decide to not do that. Clock is starting to tick down here.
So Port looking
from the pit
for the biggest stop of this game. If they do get it, first down here, seems inevitable for them to score. Farmingdale, that is. Fourth and 8 coming up. It's going to be a pass. Breaking out the pocket. Left side. The quarterback throwing it to number 10, who drops it. And another open receiver not able to catch it.
Wow, this quarterback. If I'm there, that Farmingdale quarterback, I would not be happy right now. Could have had two touchdowns on this drive. One to number 3 and then one in the back corner of the end zone there by number 10. As Port makes a huge fourth down stop as they got to get down the field quickly if they want to have a chance to stay in this game.
Yeah, Port's really got to build on this now as they cut break two times this possession, as you said, Zach. And now this is when Port has to step up to the plate with their backs against the wall. Down by 13 here in the fourth. It's 27-14, Daylor's up. As it looks like we have about three receivers on the field here. Andrew Sarkazy in the backfield.
We got four.
Four, actually, Gannon, as Gannon comes out.
Gannon and Siciliano on the left side with Apat and Shanahan on the right.
Gannon shifts over to that left side. Iorio is going to go out the pocket and just throw it in the ground there. So not really the best idea there for Port.
I think that was a fine idea. They were trying to set up for a Siciliano curl play to set up for a second and short, but throw is just under Siciliano, and it wasn't catchable. So looks like they're going to leave the same personnel out there, two receivers on the left side and two on the right once again. Sarkazy's going to switch to the right side. This time they're going to motion Apat over to the left side. It's a bad snap. Iorio's going to pick it up in his own end zone. Let's see. Can he run outside? He's running. He's trying to make something happen. He's cutting back, and he's going to be finally tackled at the 3-yard line. Not what you wanted to see there from the Port center on Godwalia.
Yeah, not a good look there for Port, as now they're taking back all the way to their 3-yard line. So now Port actually has their backs against the wall here, as they really need to find something, a miracle.
Looking like third and about 23 here. Can't tell exactly what it is, but if I'm Farmingdale, I'm setting a blitz here. You gotta, if there's a safety here, this game could be on ice.
Snaps up. It's going to be a pass looking for that left side. The throw's a little bit wobbly as Siciliano comes in and makes the catch. So Siciliano
looks like it's going to be just short of the first
Siciliano
down.
Siciliano finds that one as that was just left in the air. Comes back for it. Dives, makes the catch, but it looks like he might be injured.
Yeah, that was, wow, what a play there by Port. Iorio threw that one up. Siciliano cut back, was able to make the catch just in front of the first down. I personally thought that he got the first down there, but they are going to mark him a yard short.
Yeah, well, not a good sight to see here as Siciliano is on the ground, and we will take a break.
And he walked off on his own.
As Siciliano, good look that he's walking off on his own power here. He will be sent to the sideline, however, to get checked up on, as that would be a huge loss for Port Washington. So it will be a 4th-and-1 for Port as they look to convert this. This is, they
have
to convert
this. I would like to call this the play of the game here.
Play of the game.
4th-and-1. If they get it, they have a chance. If not, Farmingdale could put the game on ice.
Snaps up. Iorio is going to run out the pocket looking for an open receiver. He doesn't find anyone. The throw's up and incomplete. And it's a turnover on downs, and I don't understand that play call.
Yeah, you know, Iorio trying to make something happen, was rolling out, was under pressure the whole time. Finally threw it up to Shanahan. Possibly could have been a pass interference call, but a no call means
Zach,
that Farmingdale gets the ball back here.
I mean, it's a 4th-and-1. Why are we not running it?
Because we haven't shown that we can be consistently getting those. We haven't shown that we can get consistent yardage on these run plays. And you wonder, coaches, will you be thinking about that tonight? Should we have run the ball On fourth and one there.
I mean, Iorio's been having a solid game at quarterback here, but you have to also keep in fact this is his first start of the season and as quarterback. So,
looks like just about under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter with Farmingdale's, looks like possibly a false start here. It is a false start, so they're going to be backed up to the 30-yard line here to set up first and 15. And if I'm Farmingdale, I'm running the ball three plays here because even if you don't get much yards, you still are taking tons of time off the clock.
Yeah. Well, first and 15 coming up as they're going to motion number 10. It's going to be a toss to number one here who's going to get a big gain here as he's still not taken down. 3 yards short of the first down here, so a 12-yard gain for him.
Yeah, Port having a little bit more trouble tackling here in the second half, but he wasn't able to get that first down. It looks like he's about 3 to 4 yards short.
Yeah, well, I think this Farmingdale run game has just fatigued this Port defense.
Definitely.
As they've been able to get first down after first down here. As it's second and four, so an 11-yard game. As Siciliano comes back on the field, so that's a good sight to see.
Scaglione's going to come out of this game.
Siciliano's going to go cover on number three, Gannon on number 10. Snaps up. It's going to be a run to number six, who goes up the middle. Still not down. Gets the first down. Down inside the 10.
Yeah, real power runner number six is, and he showed that once again as he got down to the 8-yard line. Another good play by the Dalers, keeping the Port defense on their toes. So Port's going to call a timeout here.
Yeah, well, right now for Port, it's not looking great as this team might be looking at an 0-4 start. So definitely not the start they wanted, not the start they saw coming into the season. It's all about how you build on it, builds character. And also, you had to look at pros in this game. I mean, you had guys like Siciliano, Shanahan make huge plays. Iorio, first time at quarterback, having a good passing game in this one, but some of the cons are also the defense. Too much open space, too much open ground, a lot of open receivers for the Farmingdale team who weren't able to catch the balls, but this game could be
put on ice right here. Farmingdale, another touchdown, make this a 3-touchdown game. Which would be very challenging for Port to do, being with there only being 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go on the unofficial game clock.
First and 10 coming up. Number six still in the backfield, so we might see another run here for Farmingdale. Wouldn't be surprised, as it is a run on the right side. Number six breaks one tackle and takes five Port guys, maybe the whole team, to take him down there.
Yeah, as I just said, power runner number six is he's been showing that all games, got well over 100 yards so far today and 3 touchdowns. Let's hope that Port can hold him to 3. You don't want him another touchdown. You want to stop them.
Yeah.
And then score 2 more.
Clock rolling here, 4 minutes to go in this one.
Four-minute warning here in the game. Instead of a 2-minute warning in high school, there's a 4-minute warning, as now the clock will start up again.
Number six in the backfield still.
Number one, the fullback, and
full
one receiver
blitz,
left.
It looks like, for Port here.
Well, they only have one receiver left. And Gannon is on him.
And it's going to be a run to number six, who's going up the middle, taken down. Looks like he only gained about 2 there.
Yeah, inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line there.
Port only has 1 timeout left, so you can't really use that to your advantage. as Portress hopes for a miscue from this Farmingdale team for any chance to stay in this one.
See if Port defense can hold them here on third down with under 3 minutes to go in this game. Port down 27-14 right now. As Farmingdale's got two running backs back.
The throw from number 18 to number 3 is caught. The one-hand catch, plays made, and what a catch from number 3. Redeeming himself after dropping two passes earlier. Makes a great catch over the cornerback there to make this a 33-14 game.
Yeah, that is an impressive catch there by number 3. He just went up, grabbed that with one hand over Siciliano. Nothing Siciliano could have done there to stop that, but we got a 33-14 game here at the pit as number 2 getting ready to kick this field goal, to kick the extra point. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. Right up the middle. 34-14 in favor of Farmingdale. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go here from the pit in Port Washington, and things are not looking too good right now. All right, as Farmingdale's getting ready to kick it off for the fifth time today, as he's going to boot it down. Gannon's going to let that drop. He's going to pick it up at the 11-yard line. Gannon's looking for blockers, looking for room. He's going to run up to about the 30-yard line before he's finally taken down to 32. See if Port could get anything going here with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Would be very difficult for the Port team to get a touchdown, let alone a win here.
Yeah, I think Port's just looking for a touchdown here.
You want to go into next game with some momentum, something to be maybe at least proud about.
Port lining up here. As the snap is up, Iorio going to his left side. He's going to run, throw it to nobody, and it looks like it might be an interception. He calls it incomplete. No interception.
Man. Wow. I have to say that looked like an interception to me, and a great play there by Farmingdale, number 6. He caught that in the air.
I mean, number 6 jumped, is having a hell of a game.
Jumped up, threw it back in play. Wow, that's just a creative play there. But second down here for Port. Iorio lining up under center with Sarkazy to his left. One receiver right and 3 to the left. Iorio calls like he's throwing left. He's throwing to Shanahan, but that was dropped. In and out of the hands of Shanahan. And it's going to be 3rd and long here for Port.
Yeah, that really sums up this game. That drop from Shanahan, not the best performance from Port today, as they did have a lead at one point in this one, but ever since they did score, Farmingdale just poured it on them.
Same formation here for Port. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Mario calls hike. He's back to throw, looking to someone to throw. He's going to throw it over the middle of the field, and it's going to be batted down by number 3, intended for Siciliano, as Port's going to have to go for it here on 4th and 10. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the game. See if Port can get a first down here. The Farmingdale defense knows we're going to be throwing here. Would you even line anyone up on the line here?
I mean, yeah, you know, you still play to the final buzzer, final whistle, even though it's not the best game for Port.
Rush and 3. They're going to throw to Gannon, and it's going to be another drop. That would have been a first down. That's a great hit on number 9 there. But that's going to be Farmingdale ball on a turnover on downs. 2 drops in that drive. one would have definitely led to a first down, and the other would have been a gain of 7. But ultimately, none of that matters, as it's Farmingdale ball from the 33.
Looks like Port calls their final timeout in this one, as there's 2 minutes and 8 seconds left on the unofficial scoreboard.
This should be a depressing loss here for Port. You know, never want to start a season 0-4, as Max said. But they're going to have to fight through the adversity, come back Friday night against Hicksville, look to get their first win then, because at this rate, I don't think it's going to happen now. Some of the crowd has left the pit here.
Still
most,
got a good amount
most
of
which sticking around, however.
Yeah. Love the spirit from the fans here, even though it's not going Port's way at all this game. People just stick it out, watch their team play. Friends and family sticking it out.
And Farmingdale's going to line up in victory formation here, as they're going to let the clock wind down. Number 10's going to take it under center. He's going to kneel down at the 36-yard line, as that'll do it from Port Washington. They probably will have to run another play, maybe two, maybe three. As there is 1:55 and counting on the unofficial clock. PA announcer already thanking the fans and the administrators of Port Washington, because this game is just about over.
Well, I guess it's time for us to thank you guys for tuning in to this stream. I'm Mac Bailey. I'm here with Zach Nash. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening as this game wraps up.
Looks like they're going to take what should be the final snap here under center. Give to 10. He'll kneel at the 37. I think they're going to have to do one more play here. Let's see. That is the game. Farmingdale 34, Port Washington 14. I'm Zach Nash.
I'm Mac Bailey. Thank you for tuning in. This was on WDOT. We'll see you again on Friday night.